if you were going to carry milk, would you carry it in something else?
Milk cans. They used to place milk in tall cans so they could then ship it that way on the train or truck it. Take it to a farmer, takes it, depends on the kind of country. I lived at one time for a while up in northern Wisconsin, which was cheese country. They had cheese factories all around. The farmers would sell their milk to these cheese factories.
I remember they used to have a little outlet of the dairy on 4th Street, and I could ride my bike down and buy real small, I guess, pints or half pints of chocolate milk. But they tore that down about 10 years ago.
Where was that?
Yeah, it was across from St. Isaac Jogues, I guess.
Across from where?
St. Isaac Jogues, the Catholic Church.
Oh, I don't remember that.
4th Street.
Yeah.
What would you use to carry food to pigs?
Carry food to pigs?
Uh-huh.
They refer to slopping the pigs when they feed them. I don't know what they carry it in, a bucket of some kind, I guess.
And what would you fry eggs in?
Frying pan.
Do you know another name for it?
Well, some people call it a fry pan. My wife and I were away one time. People where we were always referred to it as a fry pan, and we still call it that, more or less kidding to each other, but we've always called it a frying pan. But it's a colloquialism. Different parts of the country, I guess they have different names for it. A griddle is another name.
Did you ever use any with legs on the bottom?
Frying pan with legs on the bottom. What was the object? To build a fire under it or something like that?
I guess.
I don't know any frying pan like that.
I guess they've gone out of fashion.
Hmm?
I guess they've gone out of fashion.
Yeah, probably were built for the time when they could put them over a wood fire. Or they had stoves, probably.
Or maybe when they had those cast iron stoves with sort of round holes,
lids
on them, and you take those off.
Yeah.
And you set the frying pan down, and it had to have legs so that the air could come out around the side.
I don't remember that. I can remember when we had a old burning kitchen stove with lids on it, an old cast iron stove, but there was no object lay the frying pan right on top. If you wanted the fire a little hotter, you could take the lid off and just still set it. If it wouldn't fit down inside, it would still set on top. It would expose the bottom of the pan to the fire.
Was there a name for the front of that stove?
Front of the stove.
Yeah.
In the stove, there was an oven door on the front of that. I don't know what else you mean by the front of the stove.
I guess some old stoves were called, had, the front was called a hearth.
A hearth?
Yeah, like a fireplace.
Actually, I remember that.
What would you use to carry the coal to the
old scuttle?
Old scuttle.